As Tri-State's Public Radio's farm reporter, Abby Wendell is used to tromping around cornfields for work, but recently she headed into the field to actually pick the corn. Wendell competed in the 2015 Illinois State Corn Husking Contest held on Harlan Jacobson's farm in Roseville. She brings us this firsthand account of her experience.
I wiped my palms on my jeans, tugged at the bill of my baseball hat, and took a deep breath. It was my first time competing in the annual Illinois State Corn Husking Contest, and I was nervous. I peered around the tall stalks of corn in my row to get a glance at my competition. There were half a dozen or more competing in my heat, women aged 21 to 49. The competitors squared off against their rows of corn. Some stretched as we waited for the announcer to start the race. Ardith Clare, an 80-year-old hand husker I met last year, had told me she started husking 2 decades ago because she's competitive. "I just want to win," I remembered her saying. I'm the same way. Plus, the other farm reporters I work with at Harvest Public Media had a bet on this race. The highest estimate was that I could pick 160 ears of corn. I was determined to blow my colleagues' expectations out of the water. I had to beat 160. For the sake of my competitive soul and Ardith's. To my left, a judge held a stopwatch. I had 20 minutes to strip the husks off the corn and chuck the naked ears over my shoulder into a steel-wheeled wagon pulled by a tractor at my back. I smiled at the tractor driver and asked for tips. "Shuck as many as you can as clean as you can," he said. "Just yank them off and throw." Through his bullhorn, the announcer began counting down. 10, 9, 8, he bellowed. I squatted in anticipation, wrapped my palms around the ear closest to me. It was hefty. The husk was rough to the touch.
3, 2, 1. Begin.
I dug my fingernails into the husk's fibery paper, tore it apart, and decapitated my first ear. 1 down. At least 160 more to go. Corn husking contests like this one are a harvest time fixture in rural towns across the Midwest. Nowadays, farmers head to their fields in big machines called combines, which typically mow down 12 rows of corn at once. But farmers used to harvest corn by picking it from the stalks with their bare hands. Whole families would head out at dawn to walk the rows with their horse-drawn wagons. They tried to pick 50 bushels, that's 2,800 pounds of corn, before lunch, and another 50 bushels in the afternoon, often harvesting until dark. "We were lucky to get done by Thanksgiving," Ardith had recalled. Ardith, who died this spring from a heart attack during knee surgery, grew up in Mendon. Her family moved west from the East Coast in 1853 to farm. Until her death, she lived in the same house, built by her great-uncle. "If you closed the bathroom door," she said, "it was like going back to the 19th century." Ardith's father had died when she was young, and it was up to her and her mother to keep their 80-acre farm afloat. They had horses to help in the field and sold hogs at market. When her mother died, Claire lived alone on the land. While I'm no rookie at talking with strangers, there was something unnerving about the older woman in the purple T-shirt, her gray curls tucked under a blank beige ball cap. She had a settled look, like she'd made up her mind a long time ago about who she was, and in the years since, had rarely questioned her decision. As I moved down my row, splotches of red corn rash began bubbling up on my skin. I should have worn long sleeves, I thought, but it felt good. I was outside, under a blue sky with golden fibers stuck in my hair. I picked up my pace, tugging at the stalk in front of me and yanking off the corn. As the last 30 seconds of my debut performance ticked away, I could feel the sweat stinging my eyes and my arms growing heavy. The announcer again blew his air horn, and the judge assigned to my row hollered, "Time!" A friend watching me cheered. Someone patted me on the back. I turned towards my wagon, dragged myself on board, and began counting my crop. 216 ears. I beat the bet. But I did not win. In fact, I came in second to last in my heat, though my ears were meticulously clean, free from stray pieces of husk and strands of corn silk. Sitting back in the wagon, I thought about how tickled Ardith would have been to see me compete. I would have liked to tell her in the years since moving to farm country, I've grown a big garden, taught myself to can green beans, and now harvested corn by hand.
Abby Wendell's reporting for Tri-States Public Radio is produced in partnership with Harvest Public Media. More information at harvestpublicmedia.org.